You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour is on The American Journal. A very absurd thing has happened. It continues to happen. More and more information about the Venezuelan migrant gangs taking over apartment buildings in Colorado is being published and announced and certified. People are still not believing it. People still are insisting that it's fake. At this point, we have the landlords who say it's real. We have the city council members. We have the mayors. We have the people that have been kicked out of their apartments by Venezuelan gang members. We have the arrest of Venezuelan gang members. We have a law firm hired by the property management company to investigate this, who say, in no uncertain terms, this has been going on since 2023. We have the video evidence of it happening. We have the video evidence of the crimes being committed, like the bullet holes in the wall that Savannah Hernandez helped capture. Now we have ICE. ICE has confirmed that Aurora, Colorado gang members are in the United States illegally, released by the Biden administration. How much more, like, what is going on here? Why is this even how do you solve anything if we have to spend 2 weeks just convincing people the sky is blue, convincing people things fall when you drop them, convincing people of what is in evidence with their own eyes? And how do you not have, like, a recall against the Colorado governor already on the books? How is everybody, doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, how do you stand for the leader of your executive branch, of your entire state, gaslighting you to your face, and then sponsoring astroturfed pop-up protests on behalf of the criminals that are violating your state's laws? How are you letting them get away with this? Why are we letting them get away with this? Let's go now to clip number, I guess, 23. This is another example of just how bad this has gotten. Venezuelan gang members threatening to kill a property manager in Aurora. It goes on and on. Let's watch.
Says this is a picture of gang members breaking into a vacant apartment so they could move a Venezuelan family in and then collect rent. This is our business plan, one gang member told a housekeeper. If he, the property manager, doesn't like it, we'll fill him with bullets. The report authors called the gang's behavior brazen and further exhibits the suspected gang member's sense of comfort and control, consistent with their taking over the property and not fearing law enforcement or the property management. It was sent to Aurora officials on August 9th, with the investigators saying, "The evidence we have reviewed indicates that gang members are engaging in flagrant trespass violations, assault and battery, human trafficking, sexual abuse of minors, unlawful firearms possession, extortion, and other criminal activities, often targeting vulnerable Venezuelan and other immigrant populations." According to the law firm's report, the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua has threatened to kill, and in certain instances has apparently actively attempted to kill, members of Whispering Pines Management. The report says a consultant for the property management company was severely beaten and stomped by gang members and was hospitalized. The alleged incident recorded by building cameras with screenshots attached to the letter. The report relies on a property manager who said that gang members allegedly stabbed a Whispering Pines resident for refusing to pay rent to the gang. He also told the investigators the takeover began last November. The report recounts that this summer, the gang approached the property manager and told him they would help him out in exchange for half of all the rent that he collected. The law firm that wrote the report called that an organized crime tactic. The gang members then allegedly took over vacant apartments.
An organized crime tactic. So tell me, what does it mean when you have an organized crime takeover that goes on for a year of properties with violent crimes being committed against innocent citizens? And when those innocent citizens or their elected representatives go to the authorities, whose job it is and whose responsibility and obligation it is to fight crime like this, looks them in the eye and says it doesn't exist. Denver police has officially said this doesn't exist. The Colorado governor has looked you in the eye and said this doesn't exist. That means they're complicit. That means they're in on it. That means they have no legitimacy as authorities in that area. They have given that up, and they are now on the side of the criminals. Realize.